One moment.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How are you today?
Good, John. How you doing?
Hey, I'm not too bad over here. Hump day, you know, getting ready for the weekend and holidays coming up and everything.
Yep.
It's pretty wild. this year went by quick, huh?
No, you're not kidding.
Yeah. And I'm speaking with Andrew, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, pleasure to meet
Correct.
You, sir. All right, so Dan's just sending over some information right now. I'm going to breeze through here and try to catch up the speed in the call. While I'm reading through, because you left quite a lot of notes for me to catch up on here. Seems like you were working with Town Square, is that right? Or are you still currently with them?
I'm still with them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff in here, man. It seems like you've been with him for a little bit here, no results really. Talk to me, man. Do you have any questions before we get started on everything? Because I want to make sure you get a clear picture of everything that we do and how we're going to help your business on this.
I have no idea who you are,
okay.
Who your company is, like that. So you just called me, so I answered.
Okay. All right. All right, no worries, man. We'll start from the very beginning then. We're Local Splash. We've been around for coming up on 18 years this year. A-plus and a Better Business Bureau, we're a premier Google Channel partner, so we work directly with them. Now, what we do is we get you up on that first page of Google. Anytime a customer is within the vicinity that you want to service to and they're typing in keywords or phrases, you will be easily found on that first page, regardless if they know your business name or not. Okay. Now, far as your distance on how long you want to travel for work, I see you're about like just pretty much Austin metro area. Is that right?
It's usually, it's about 50-mile radius.
50 miles, I was going to say 50 miles out there. Okay. So that's something we could definitely help you out with. Let me ask you, with Town Square on there, I know you mentioned they didn't get really much done for you. What is
Nothing the – Nothing yet.
did they promise you on that first page? Like, what were you trying to accomplish with them on there?
I get probably 3 to 5 calls a day. They're going to promise me the first page. So, honestly, that doesn't impress me any.
Okay.
Because everybody does that. They're not promising me the first page. I'm not even sure what the hell they're promising me anymore. It's been 2 months and I got basically nothing done, so I'm getting a little disgusted.
Oh my God.
Just saying that it's because Google, to get it verified. I did have two businesses linked to the same phone number, so I just went in and closed out one of the businesses because that was something I did with somebody we tried a couple of years ago. It didn't work. I forgot all about it.
Okay.
So it's coming up with a phone number. So I put it in a request only minutes ago to close that business. And then on the other one, which is Renovation Rescue, which you called me about.
Right.
That one, I'm trying to get away from that. So I put a different phone number. I have a Google phone number I put on that. So just to minimize everything or separate everything, and make it so just hauling away is the primary business, what I'm looking for right now.
God
has one phone, only gets linked to that. So maybe that'll help with Google. I don't know.
Yes. So, okay, now I can see what's going on there a little bit. Now, for 2 months, they didn't get anything going. That's a long time. That's long. I mean, the longest we got was 30 to 45 days, and that's getting not just you up on that first page of Google, not just on Google, like on the first page, and also up to 60 different directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce. I mean, you name it, your brand awareness will be on point, all right? So that's something we do all the time. So if you're looking for more business, we're the real deal on that, okay? Now, I do see your website here, the Hauling Away.
Yeah.
So did they build that website for you, or do you own that domain?
Yeah.
Okay.
They built it. It's their website.
Got it. But do you own that domain by any chance?
I own the domain, yes.
You do? Okay, cool. So if you do decide to go ahead and, you know, join the family here today, we'll be able to use that domain and make things happen for you. So I just wanted to make sure you're not losing that, okay?
Correct.
Don't worry. We won't take over it. We won't own it. It's just us managing it and making it updated for you and easily found. Okay.
Just so I won't be making a decision today. If you want to tell me what you got, you can go from there. But
sure,
plan on not making a not closing today. I don't do things like that. I have to think about it and research a little bit. before I go changing things.
Well, especially after what you've been through, man, or going through right now, I totally respect that.
Well, that's company number four over the past 10 years or so. So I'm kind of burnt out with this whole SEO bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
But I need sort of presence, you know. So I'm just trying to get some presence out there and customers, you know, like everybody else.
Sure, sure. Well, it's also about how you do it, though, right? And that's something that, again, we're going to go over a lot of the details of that stuff, man. I mean, we're just barely touching the tip of the iceberg here. Get you on that first page of Google, we can guarantee that, right? We get you up there. But to build the traffic with it, that's where we really shine. Because this other directories, some people might look on Bing. They might go on Yahoo. They might go on Yelp. You know what I mean? They might even go on Facebook. So we want to make sure that we're hitting as much as possible within that radius. So that way you're always found. That way you're always getting that traffic. And, hey, listen, with all that traffic on there and your reputation, you'll be just fine. All right? That I can tell you. But right now it's just difficult to find your business unless they actually know the business name. And that's where complication comes. Okay.
I put myself on Yelp just as organic, just with no fees or anything, because I wasn't looking. They haven't done much at all, actually.
Gotcha,
man. The website.
They just built a website. And I never like to
which
ask
I could have done.
Yeah. I was going to say, but, I never really like to ask. So you don't have to even answer this question. I totally respect if you don't. But, you know, as far as the pricing, what they're charging for you and everything too, I hope it's enough to subsidize for at least building you in the website, because it seems like you're doing most of the work at this point from what I'm telling right now. So what about your social media? Are you doing anything to attack on that?
Trying to work with Facebook on that, but had some issues. My account got closed for a week, so we just wasted time and money on that. And
oh, my gosh.
What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
From every end. So we're running it on Facebook right now. I haven't even gotten any response from it in the past 3 weeks.
Jeez.
So,
okay, you've been through a ringer.
Yeah.
Okay. Andrew,
I got another called Home that I'm working with. Have you heard of Hometown Local?
Hometown, yeah. Okay. So
So I'm not getting any business from that. So yeah. I'm spending money and wasting time, and I'm not getting any business or customers anywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
Disgusting.
All right, Andrew. Yeah. Let me just stop asking questions. Let me tell you what we're going to do to help you and how we're going to do it and the time length, everything, okay? Because it's actually making me cringe my teeth a little bit hearing what you're going through, man. So I can only imagine how you feel.
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah, you know, I bet.
Well,
all right,
I'm cringe.
All right, I got you. So pretty much this is this, man. We'll get you up on that first page. That's not a problem. You know, we get you as far as your directories, get your traffic going as well, too. And this is all included. I don't want you feeling like I'm trying to upsell you, getting a whole bunch of other money. Our business works like this. It's month to month. There's no contracts. And the reason for that, just with that being said alone, you can really tell, Andrew, it's in our best interest that you do well. Because if not, we're not going to earn your business for a long time, period, right?
And that's what Ken Square told me, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Month to month. Yeah, so, you know, unfortunately, I have a bad taste in my mouth, I guess you could say. But go ahead, I'm listening.
I get it. I got you, man. Yeah. I mean, we have a proven record of doing really well, not just from us telling you. Google, you can hear it from them themselves. I mean, we're a premier partner with Google. Not a lot of companies on the market can even say that throughout the U.S. Okay, so that's one thing that tells you. And you can look up right on Google's webpage, and they'll talk about our statistics, their performance, you know, all that good stuff as well, too. So that's not an issue. I mean, we have an A-plus on a Better Business Bureau. We do take care of our family here. Okay, 4.9 star rating out of 5 for customer satisfaction. So everything we say we're going to do, we make sure we adhere to it. You'll have an account management team to back you up Monday through Friday. Also, a second form of contact will be me as a lead on your account. So if you can't get a hold of our technicians for any reason, you can email me, text me, call me. I'll reach out to them and find them for you. Okay, so that's another thing. Because as you already know, communication is literally everything. That's all we ask, seriously. From you, all we ask is for your communication. Because we can't read your mind. If you want to run a new promotion, let us know. We'll go ahead and run it for you. You know, if you're too busy to change out keywords, perfectly fine. We got you. Like, that's not our first rodeo. Okay.
Right.
Now, as far as your Facebook, if you already have a Facebook business page up, that's great. If they took it off, that's though no problem, man. We can go ahead and help.
No, we got it back up.
Oh, okay, cool.
They couldn't even, Facebook couldn't even figure out why it got closed. Like, we can't find out why they put a freeze on your account. But
stop.
It's back up. So that's a good thing.
Jeez. All right. Well, at least it's back up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's
is this
cool.
a conspiracy?
Right. That's what I'm thinking in my head, man. All right. So don't worry, Andrew. As far as the Facebook, we work wonders with this. So hear me out on this, man, because it's something that I talk to a lot of business owners into doing, just if they are not already doing it. And it seems like you already see the value of getting up on there, but you're not seeing it come to fruition. And the reason for that is because, one, is it's difficult to find you. That's just the key thing. But the other thing is what we do is we help in other ways for that Facebook business page. We help give you Facebook ads as well. So let's say I go on my Facebook, right? I'm in the area that you service to. I type in some keywords. I find your business on that first page. And I see your website. I see a direct line. Everything's great. I just don't use your service at the moment, right? If I go on my Facebook, your Facebook ads are going to be popping up on their feed. And with a click to call right there directly to you. So just letting you know, unlike a lot of companies out there, the customers call and touch base with you directly. There's no middleman. There's no third party. So that's a really good thing, right? The next part is we work with just one business per category, per area. That's it, period. We take it very seriously here at Local Splash, Andrew, that we're not spreading your leads out to other competitors, have you guys go head-to-head, just when it makes sense anyway, or how our business plan works. So with that being said, you're going to see some traction coming from that Facebook ads for sure. Because believe it or not, a lot of people be using the Facebook to look for things nowadays. Now,
I know.
It's insane. Hey, I'm going to tell you right now, as far as the statistics, Facebook does more conversion over than Google ads. And this is included for you. So it's pretty wild, man. But yeah, that's something, that's how we work with as far as the Facebook ads. So that you'll have that included with your pricing. Again, if, you know, as far as the website, you already have your domain, easy on our end, man. We can go ahead and help run it, build a brand new one with you for, the same domain. No / local splash or anything like that. Okay. So that's something we can really help you out with as well. Now, you get to track all of this. I don't want you taking just our word for it, Andrew. I'm not sure if this is something you had in the past, but for us, it's a little extra perk for you where you get to track exactly where the customers are calling from. Just in case if you missed their call, you can give them a call back. You see what keywords are being searched to find your services and what words aren't, so that way you can modify it. And there's no additional cost, no hidden fees. And again, if you're too busy, man, let us know. We'll go ahead and change it out for you. Okay. So far as the pricing, it is month to month at $2.99 a month. That is it. And that's including everything we talked about. So I'm not sure how much you were being charged. Again, you don't have to tell me what you were being charged before, but that's our price to get started, and that's all it's going to be monthly.
How much is it with the website? Is that building the website?
Hey, man, if that's the website is the big, and I know that you have some issues with all that. How about this? I feel very generous to you right now, Andrew. I feel your pain, and nowhere near how much pain you've been taking in. But if that's something you really need help with, we'll go ahead and throw that in there on the house. And that's on me giving you some help out of my end here. Yeah, I'm serious, man. Like, I'm not playing. We can do that.
I'm paying $600 a month.
Stop. What? Did I hear that right?
Yeah. Yep, and they own the website, not the domain. So that's the way that's going right now.
Andrew, well, that's throwing money out, man. And I'm telling you right now, like 2 months, and you're not even up on that first page either. I'm sorry to put it like that, but it's I just speak truth. I'm very transparent here, man. You know.
Well, have it verified the business, but we can't step on the first page.
So, as far as the verification process, I've helped companies through Local Splash here that were even suspended. I know that's not your case, but even people that have been suspended, we helped to get them up in there within that first month. Like, for them to do two.
How much are you talking about on SEO, like Google ads, like to get me up that way? Like I have to pay additionally for that, for ads for Google?
Yeah, so you're talking about like the ads part, right, on the very top of the page?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
well,
so
I don't know. It's like,
how do
you get, okay, so
yeah, that's different.
You're going to get organically up to the front page without paying extra for advertising. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yes, sir. I mean, we do all other things as well, right? Google Guarantee. We got all, mm-hmm. Google Ads, Facebook Ads. we do all the whole shebang. But as you can tell, since I've just said that right now, Andrew, you know I'm being truthful with you on this. We don't want you just throwing money out for things that you don't need. Right? We want to make sure you're saving money in the back end while actually getting a return on your investment on the front. And it seems like just with the pricing alone, you're saving money. But the important part is making sure we get you up on that first page, get you easily found so you can get in return. And once you start seeing yeah, man, like that's, I'm sorry, but that's just ludicrous to hear that you're paying that much money and not seeing anything and not getting it done in that long time frame. That's just.
I haven't even gotten a click, like an inquiry from a customer. So I got nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, no. And then I know this is something we can do for sure. All right. And again, I will also even be the lead on your account, man. So I'll be watching here and there too. So that's unreal. So let me ask you this then. So did you want us to go ahead? I mean, I can make that happen as far as getting a website for you too. All right. We'll use the same domain, Paul and Away. And the business name, you know, build your business profile up on the Google there, get it up on that first page. We work quick. So how that would work is to speed the process up, what we do is we set up a tech call. We call it a client interview. Now, these guys, you don't have to be in front of your computer to do this, okay? But they ask for an hour window. And they call within that hour. I can call in with them to go ahead and make sure they introduce you because you'll probably be talking with them more often than anyone, right? And that way they make sure they get all the pictures you want, make sure the content you want for your website, make sure to go confirm that you want to be contacted on this specific number or email, however you want, and we'll make that stuff happen. So that's the thing, man. I mean, here, I'll do the breakdown as far as all those directories that we talked about, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all that. That gets done within the first 5 to 7 days. This stuff is not going to take no 2 months. Yeah, that's in 5 to 7 days. And that's even including your dashboard, which is your tracking system. So you'll be able to start tracking things right from then. Your website gets done within the first 7 to 14 days. And this is our average. It could be even faster for you. Since you already have a website, you already know the stuff that you need to put on there. This stuff might be really quick for you, you know? So.
Yeah. It's not working out too good.
I got it, man. I got you. Yeah, and you've definitely been through, especially forking out that type of money too. You definitely want to see some return, man. I know I would if I was in your position. So,
yeah, I've been back and forth with them actually this morning already too, and he's given me more work to do. So I'm like, there's nothing we can do. It's like you got to just wait for Google. So that's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, but that doesn't take that long. I know the longest part to get things verified is through Google, but that means there's something going on. Like, you know what I mean? So maybe they put the wrong business name to send to you, and then that's why when you put your name, it's having a dilemma behind it. Like, there's so many factors that can fall into play for that. But that long is outrageous.
Well, I'll tell you what. While I'm on the phone, you're in front of a computer most likely, right?
I am. Yes, sir.
Can you look up Paul N, letter N, Away, my business, and see what comes up?
Yeah, hold on. Let me do it in incognito, though, because I want to make sure we get the everything here. Yeah, give me just a second.
Or just the phone number or whatever, just to see. I want to see what you're seeing. In some area, it says it's verified. Then in other areas, it says it's not. So, and they're telling me, the company I'm dealing with is telling me that it's not verified. So I'm confused.
Okay. I'm not even seeing it anywhere. Let me check in. Let me try the regular stuff. Let's go into just the local section here and see if that stuff's similar to your business name, but it's not your business name so far.
Yeah. That's the problem. And that's what I got going on a regular basis here. I don't exist, basically, you know, but I did just go into Bing, came up on Bing. I don't know. This is usually what happens each time I hire a company to do this. For my previous business, this is very common for me to have to deal with, unfortunately.
Well, I was going to say, that's unfortunate, man. Like, that's, you should not be going through any of this.
Money I'm paying.
Okay, so I went in and typed it differently, and I have, let's see if this is that. Hey.
Yeah, Paul, letter.
Yep.
Letter,
yeah.
And
A-W. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I don't put the spaces in between them, and I type it in, just like, usually it'll pop up at least the website right away, right? But it didn't do anything. Like, you were nowhere to be found. But if I put Hall, space, N, space, away, then you're on the very, very bottom in that local map section there.
So, you need space. If you don't put a space, it doesn't come up?
Correct.
You know, holy shit. I didn't realize that. That's not good.
Yep. And then the funny thing is, just organically here, there's someone that has a close name to yours, so they pop up first. Usually, if I type in your business name, you will be popped up. You know what I mean? But the first one to pop up.
I just popped it, actually. All, and it's all together, hallandaway.com, and it came up.
Are you in incognito mode?
Oh, no. No.
Okay, yeah. So what Google does, and it's crazy it sounds like this, man, but it's the truth. If you're on, doesn't matter, phone, tablet, computer, doesn't matter. If you're constantly looking that up, it's going to adjust to that. So you're going to think that's the first thing that's going to pop up. But if you go in incognito mode, it doesn't. Yeah. So it's a little bit different.
Okay.
Yeah, so it has no history or cache to build off of. So...
Mm-hmm. Right. Gotcha.
So
that mean that it's not set up correctly?
Not just that they didn't set it up correctly, it's just that they didn't cover all the bases, right? We want to make sure that you're covered on all bases. Here, let's put it for example. What's the most profitable service that you provide that brings you the most money? Would it be demolition? Like, tell me, what would you be? What would it be for you?
Profitability would be demolition, but junk removal would be more consistent.
Okay.
In other words, it's more coming from that end than the other.
Okay. So just as an example, okay, this is not what it is, but just as an example, let's say they did everything for you, right? And I type in junk removal right now, and bam, you pop up. Everything's gold and dandy, right? But I put in demolition, you're nowhere to be found. That's what pretty much they did. So, like, you're not covering all your bases on there. And that's something that is important because you may pop up here and there for some things, but not for all the things that you can be really capitalizing to get your return. And that's what's holding things back from getting more calls. That's what's holding back from you getting your money back, your return.
Yeah.
So that's what happened. So, again, it's not just about, like – I know you've been hurt, man, and a lot of people I talk to, myself, like, they're like, nah, that stuff don't work. It really does. It's just a matter of who you work with to get it done. And this is
– yeah.
You can tell I'm pretty knowledgeable myself, man. I'm not even the tech, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm disgusted. Now I'm more disgusted than I was before.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I'm just truthful. You know what I mean? I'm not going to sugarcoat nothing.
Yeah.
If there's something we can't do, I'm going to tell you, we can't do it. But as far as right now, everything you're speaking of and talking about, this is a no-brainer. We can do it, no problem. This is something that we do all the time. But it's just a matter of, like, you giving us a shot to do this on here because – and I know that, like, based off of here, I'll put in here, I'll even do this. Let's just for kicks and gigs over here, okay? I'm going to put demolition near, and then see if you even pop up like that.
Mm-hmm. I have another company working that's called Hometown, and it's listed underneath them also. So it may come up Hometown, and then
okay,
you click on Hometown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hometown.
So I'm throwing money left and right here, you know, and it's not, still not working.
Okay. Yeah. No, hometown definitely not showing. And what's the, can you give me like a city name, outside of Del Valle?
Boston.
Like, just Boston. Putting in Austin? All right. I was just putting in Austin.
Yeah. Boston, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just putting in Austin. That's good. Call. Good call. All right. Yeah, you're not popping up at all.
No.
Both companies are not popping up, no.
Yeah. I mean, I know I've brought up hometown many times, but to double check and see if it was working. And at first, it was linking when you go up on hometown and you click on my ad on hometown, it was coming up another company. So they had that link to another company, so they had to fix that too. If this has been this kind of stupid stuff that's been going on. Endless.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell. And here, I'm going to make sure so you ease your mind, man. Like, listen,
yeah.
Andrew, the people that I'm finding on this first page is unreal. Like, have you heard of Absolute Demolition or D-A-R Demolition?
No.
These are competitors on the first page, man. And you know how much kind of reviews they have? 1-star ratings. Like, I'm telling you, if I was a new customer, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I see you right there with your reputation right there next to a person that has a 1-star, person doesn't have – this one don't have a phone number on here. Like, I don't understand this. And, I mean, who am I to call? Well, the person with the phone number first.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. We're also in Texas. Texas is stuck in, like, a time warp. And have a lot of illegal businesses, so it's a real cluster.
Yeah, well, I can see this. I'm just looking at this, man. I'm like, but look, I mean, you have a great business. You're really strong. Cold. Like, all we need to do is get you found. We just need to put you up there, and people are going to be clicking. I already know you're going to dominate on the first page. This is a matter of you getting there. And so that's what we can do is get you up there, man. I'm not lying. Like, this is something we do with all the time.
Yeah.
So, far as the business name, then I see you as Renovation Rescue, obviously, but you want to change it to the Haul and Away. I'm assuming, correct?
Well, I don't. I have it Haul and Away right now, and I didn't close Renovation Rescue because I'm having Haul and Away as a DBA under that business.
Okay. Okay.
So I'm trying to get away from the services of Renovation Rescue. So if we had we had to get rid of that, like close it or something like that to make this work, I'd be all right with that anyway. If you follow what I mean?
You can have either or. You just got to let me know. So, because, you know, as far as what I'm seeing from what we talked about, I think I just as an assumption, okay? But I think they messed up with what kind of business name they had on there. That's actually, you know, what you have, and they sent it out to you to confirm that, and Google's not allowing that. I'm assuming. I could be completely off, but from what you're telling me, that could be it. There's something going on right there for it to take that long and not get anything happening.
I put a video, and it wasn't even through the mail. It was the video one, so that's supposed to be faster.
Right,
I put a video together for Google and sent that in.
Ah. So what would you want your business to be found as? Hauling Away?
Falling Away. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's with the spaces in between, correct?
Well, it doesn't, not when you look up on, with the spaces, yes, as far as advertising goes, but when you look it up on the website, no, there's not usually spaces.
It's all together. Right, right.
It's
okay,
all
cool.
Together.
Yes, all right, all right.
Yeah.
So that's the thing is, those little tiny details, if let's say I had Haul, space, and then no space, and I put Away, and then I submit that, and then you put in Haul, space, and space, Away, totally different things. It makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
The consistency is everything. That's why I'm asking, because, hey, I put the business name on here for Google purposes on there. That's great. If you want to advertise it differently and make sure you have it all as one, that's perfectly fine. You know, but for Google itself, they want to make sure they have the right business. You know what I'm saying? So that's the important part. Yeah. So... Mm-hmm. Andrew, it seems like this is everything you need, man. I'm telling you right now that I know for a fact we can help. Like, straight up, everything we talked about, I'm surprised that you're still with these guys over there. I'm sorry. I never back any other company out there or anything, but that long for that much. It's on. I can't believe it. That blows my mind.
Yeah, and honestly, haven't done anything. So I'm just. I really don't know if I should change anything right now while I'm in the works of trying to straighten this shit out. I just sent in to Google to change a few things, like close this Central Texas appliance, which I tried to a few back with somebody. That didn't work out. I kind of forgot it was in existence, so that was coming up under the phone number also. So this could all be causing a problem.
You know.
So I put in a request to close that, and then I put in a request to change the phone number to a Google phone number I have for Renovation Rescue. So I'll only have this one phone number, 956 phone number, for hauling away. No, it won't show up anywhere else, but I just did that this morning. So.
Okay. So here's the thing. So if we were doing this, Andrew, if we were to do this today, I put in all the bare essentials in here. I build that with you right now. It takes literally 10 minutes. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's how quick and easy we move through the systems because, again, we're premier Google partner. We understand what they need and stuff. So if this is the number you want to use, boom, we put it in. All they ask for is a business address to verify, to send that letter out to you, and you'll see that we'll have it precise to everything you need. That way we get these things up and rolling quick. Because and now during that whole process, we still don't just wait for them to get anything done. No, we get everything else and we can start working the traffic already too. We want to make sure you get your tracking system done. We get your directory done. Like, we move, man. We're not going to sit there and say, oh, it's on Google. No, like, there's other factors that come along with it.
That's what's going on. That shouldn't be it. Now, let me ask you, how would this work? Right now, I have the website through them with my URL attached to it. Is it going to be trouble to get the URL away from that? Do we have to wait a month or 60 days before Google will transfer? Whatever. I've heard different things or seen different things.
Can you
pull that URL quickly and use it?
Yeah, as long as you own that domain. That's the first question I asked. Do you own the domain?
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. That's it.
Yeah.
Once you cancel with them, that doesn't matter. Like, we can go ahead. All we need is your to have access to the website, that domain, so that way we can work on it. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that we need to do.
Right.
Again, we do the back end stuff and the crazy stuff in the back to build the traffic. What anything else?
Uh-huh.
You know, if we come talk to the customers, be ready for it. You know, that's all we got to say on that. Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing going on in the back end over here. They didn't do anything with Facebook. I had to do that. Now I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Oh, my God.
Yelp, I had to set up Yelp. And that's about all I did so far. But they didn't do anything else. So all they did is waiting for Google.
Yeah, no.
So,
Andrew, let's do this, man. I can even set up a tech call to speed this process up. I'll set up a few things now so that way we can send it to the tech so they're not starting from scratch. We get this thing up and running for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, you'll have your Facebook business page set, your ads, your directories, I mean, the whole shebang. And I told you, I promised you in the middle of this call here about, you know, making sure we do it on the house with no extra charge for the website. I got you. I'll make sure to keep to my promise here. I'll even put it into the invoice as well too, man. So you have it in writing. You'll have it as a voice verification, as a recorded call, so that way it's a protection for you. That way, if anything goes wrong or if anything you see oddball going out, hey, by all means, man, no harm, no foul. Just let me prove this to you, man, because I feel like you need this at this point.
Yeah, I need something.
Yes, sir. Yes. Well, the first thing to anything is taking that step, right? And then you take the other step. And then that's when you get that momentum going. And that's what you need right now is momentum. Seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been taking these steps and getting nowhere, just canceling service and going to the next company. So
no, man. Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating. Basically, I feel like, should I retire?
Am I old? No. Oh, my God. Well, what you've been through, jeez, I've been seeing the same thing. Oh, my God. All right. Well, Andrew, the phone number that you want the customers to call, is it this phone number, the 0200?
Yeah.
Okay. And now, do you want them to call, text, and email, or just one of those, or all three?
All three.
Okay. Andrew, how do you spell your last name?
P as in Peter, E-double-L-I-C-A-N-E.
All right.
How do you pronounce that? I want to make sure I don't torture that one there. Pelicane?
In Texas, it's Pelicane. In New York, it's Pelicani.
Pelicani. Hey, are you a New Yorker?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was born in the Bronx.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
I worked over there.
Did you really?
Got out.
Yeah, I got
out. Oh,
yeah, we made it out alive, man. Oh, my gosh. And Andrew, I want to make sure we have a second form of contact. And also, like I promised, I'm going to send an invoice and everything to your email. What's the best email I can send this stuff to?
Andrew at haulinaway.com. And it's with the letter N and there's no spaces.
Yep. How'd you land that one? Nice. There you go. A lot of companies don't get to have the actual name in there, you know?
Yeah, I know. I was trying, searching.
Yep, yep. All right, so what I'm going to do is I want to make sure to secure your spot with our tech call, okay? Do you have time available tomorrow?
No. No.
Okay, what day do you have time available for an hour window for them to give you a call?
Hang on. Let me see something. I'm not sure I have some training I signed up for tomorrow and Friday. But I'm not sure when it ends. That's the problem. I know it's 7 o'clock. They didn't give me a closing window on that. What's the latest tomorrow can work?
Well, so the time zones are from California time for us over here. So you're in our future over here. You're 2 hours ahead.
Yeah.
So it would be 6 o'clock is – well, no. Probably be – 5 o'clock is the latest time they can call you.
My time.
Your time, yep.
Or your time. My time.
Let's try it.
Yeah. Let's do that.
5 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure to get that going for you. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to that email that we have, okay? So that way you can – when you hit yes on there, it shows that you're committed, and our techs are going to hit yes on their end to show let you know that they are committed to give you a call, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
What I want to do, though, is I want to try to go ahead and give a call in with them so that way you're – you know, I introduce you, you feel comfortable, everyone's happy from there as well, too, okay? So
mm-hmm. I just want to let you know my expectations are extremely low.
I was going to say, no, keep them high, Andrew, because challenge accepted, okay? Challenge accepted.
Just so you know.
I'm so serious, man. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to give you a free website. I'm sorry. I'm just going to do it.
We can only go up from here.
You're right. Oh, my God. All right. So I just sent it over to you. I'm going to go over a few things really quick. So that way, again, by that time, they're not starting from scratch, man. They're going to have a lot of things already set for you. In the meantime,
got it here.
Yep. Hit yes for me on there. It should be for 3 o'clock their time, though.
It says Friday the 18th at 11 p.m.
At 11 p.m.? What the what? Oh, you're killing – you're busting me here, man. I'm like, what?
No. I didn't know what to say. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's starting already. Not looking good.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually,
all
I
right.
Skipped across the top. It says 3 to 4 p.m., but it says when. It does say when, Friday. I guess I don't look at that one.
You know what, Andrew, don't be busting me over here, man, because I want to make sure you're well taken care of, okay? I'm doing this as a challenge at this point right now. I'm serious.
Oh, count. Sure.
All right. So I got the business name, Hall in the letter N, away. No LLC, Inc., or anything like that, right? Okay. As far as the address, now this is the business address for it, so I want to make sure I have this correct as well, too. If you can give me the address on there, the letter's going to come out to this address, okay?
The letter? Okay. Because they told me to use a video last time, and that's what I did. Yeah. Okay. You're talking about like a card? Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to send a card verification to you. Yeah, they're going to do it through the mail.
you know, two times before they were supposed to send that on two different businesses, and I never received it. So I'm at like 100% failure on Google so far. So like I said, it can't get worse.
Holy crap, man. I can't believe that.
My address.
Right.
I can't either. Address is 5828-5828.
Okay.
Arcadia Circle.
Del Valle.
And that's at Del Valle.
All right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
78617?
78617.
Mm-hmm. All right. Cool. All right, man. I got you here. Don't worry.
All right. Well, no.
No, no, no. I want to make sure. Like I said, I'm going to do everything here with you right now. It takes 10 minutes. I want to make sure you're really taken care of. Okay. So I'm going to triple check everything on this whole stuff so that way there's no hiccups whatsoever.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
So bear with me here. I want to make sure the card that we're using today, not we're using it at this exact moment, but if you can get that ready for me as well, do they have a middle initial on there? Or it's just the first and last name.
What are we talking about? Credit card?
Yes, the card that we'll be using.
You need a credit card today?
All right.
Like I told you, I wasn't fully deciding on today, so we're not going to give you a card.
Okay. Well, let's get everything else up and running. All right. I'm gonna assume this is gonna be a yes from you, sir, because I already know this is gonna happen for you, man. I'm gonna do this myself over here. So I'm gonna go over some magic really quick, okay?
Okay.
So very first thing is the phone number. I have the same one we're talking on, so that's fine. I want to make sure you have everything here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, far as the key words, like let's say services that you want to make sure you are found for.
Uh-huh.
Let's go over that right now.
Junk removal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be more common, junk removal, than demolition.
Right.
So I kind of use that as the first one. If it makes a difference, I don't know.
Okay. No,
it's killing me.
Yeah, I know.
Demolition, yes. So basically junk removal and demolition.
Okay. Any lingo that you can be aware, that you're aware of that we don't, I mean, you're in the area, man. You know best than anyone what people might type in or anything like that. Is there something that you feel that you want to make sure to add in there? Because I want to make sure we conquer all those words, okay?
There's a lot that I want to add in there, but I don't feel like doing it right now. Honestly, I just did this with them for this whole procedure.
Oh, man.
But I could send it over to you on email, and then I can, you know, lay out the wording that I'd like. If that works.
That would be good.
If not, that's fine.
Yeah. That actually would be good.
Let me do that. Yeah.
That
I literally just
have
to update them. This whole process. I did the hour call with the tech guy. Then the tech guy got back. I just went through this again. Of course, it has nothing to do with you. It's just I'm a little burnt out.
Burnt out. Yeah.
Anyway, so give me an email, and I can definitely get those to you. Let me know what else you might need, and I can get everything to you.
Okay, cool. Well, the email I sent to you from the Google Calendar part, that's my email. It has my extension.
Yeah.
You can text that number, everything. Okay?
Okay, let me see. Okay, cool.
Yep, that's me. And that's actually my real last name, so S-E-O. Go figure.
That's your last name?
Yeah, I pronounce it so. I swear to you. Yeah.
Okay. Pretty cool.
Yeah, right? It's like I was made for this. And then I remember you said you had your Facebook business page. We just need the URL link on that for that, okay? So you can email that and then your services. And let's see, far as I'm just running through the line here because I want to make sure you're all set. How do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash, check, Venmo, PayPal?
I try to stay away from check.
Okay.
But I do Venmo and I do card. Sure.
Okay. And cash, obviously, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then anytime you need to update that or if you use a Square or whatever it is, just let us know. Again, like we talked about before, communication, man, it's everything. So.
Yeah, I'm using, I think, Square right now.
All right. Oh, you are?
For the account Square.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going through the tech app that I'm using through the company I'm working with.
Ah, and they take don't they take a like tax on top of that and
Yep.
No way, man.
Yeah.
Andrew, what are you
Everybody
doing, man? Yeah. Come on.
Trying. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So we got this here, and then let's see here. As far as your targeting areas, how far? We want to put about 50 miles out, right?
Yeah, just put 50 miles out. Talking about from Del Valle area.
Yep. Mhm.
Yeah. Now the tech guy told me that I couldn't add that on right away because it has to be confirmed or verified through Google where you're located first. Then after that, you can add on wherever you want. So it sounds like the more I'm talking to you, I have another company that I'm dealing with here, this Town Square, that they don't know what they're doing. So I run into that a lot.
I mean, yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm not going to bash another company, but at the same time, it's like, I can see kind of what they're trying to say, but, you know, yeah, we want to hit your radius, though. That's your radius. Obviously, the first thing you need to do is get verified, right? But that doesn't mean you have to verify each city and town and that you don't have to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I added in that on the website, I added it that I'm 50 miles out or radius. So
but
basically worked the Town Square.
They made you do it.
Well, I asked them. They couldn't do it, so I did it instead. Yeah.
Jeez. Okay, no.
Yeah, so.
That's not going to be the case with us. You just, again, just communication, man, okay? And then I remember we talked, you went to customers to the phone, text, to this number. They can email you as well. I want to make sure we have everything for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and as far as your hours of operations, what would you say, Monday through Friday, 24/7, what do you got?
Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
8 to 6.
Yeah. You know what, you can make it Saturday. I think I have it set up right now for Saturday, so make it Monday through Saturday.
Okay, no worries, I got it. All right, so I'm going to end this here. I'm going to put you're going to need a new website. You own your domain, so that's all there. Then you're going to email me the Facebook URL, right? And then also your services that you want to be found for. Okay, so make sure that's in there.
How.
Okay, so now we got all this information in here. I have it all set as far as for our technicians and all. In order to get things started, though, for them to have that meeting with you, obviously they need payment before that starts. Now, that's on Friday. What time do you think we can do this later today or tomorrow? What do you got?
What do you need? How much do you need? What do you need first month?
I want to respect your time to say, hey, I know this is – because I already know we're going to do this, man. I'm just sorry. I just feel like I want to do this myself for you. If I could do it for free, I would. But, of course, we need the payment to go ahead and get this thing up and running for you, man. And that's definitely before the actual the meeting with them. So what can we do?
Yeah.
How much time do you need for me to give? I want to respect your time. I'm going to hold that to you. You know, I have everything here already set. The only thing we need to do is do a voice verification part, which is that added form protection for you that's recorded, and then payment. That's literally it.
Mm-hmm. And you need, like, first month? Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's the get it started. It's $299. And, again, it's only monthly, $299 the same day. So if you get started today – today's the 16th already? Jesus. And so every month on the 16th, it'll only be $2.99. You won't see a dollar more come out of there.
Mm-hmm. All right, you know what? Let me get a card. We'll do it now.
All right. Sounds good, partner.
Hang on.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready when you're ready.
You gotta give me 2 more minutes here. I want to make sure everything's all set for you, man.
Take your
time. I always triple check everything. Yeah, I hope you appreciate that. You know, some people, customers, are
like,
I'm gonna do it now. You know, so no. Okay. All right, this is good here. Because you are at the lowest. we'll give you a pretty big discount. Let's put it that way. Okay.
Oh, is that right?
I'm dead serious. Yeah,
okay.
Our monthly is actually $5.99 a month. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So actually, you could thank Dan on that part. Thank me on the website part. Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just not clear exactly what I'm getting for this. That's the only problem. That's why I was waiting. So.
I understand. Yeah, I'm glad we went over everything here, Andrew. And you know, I know that we've got to make this thing happen for you. So that's what I'm glad you're giving us all I asked for was 1% trust, right? Let me earn the rest of it, right? The 99%. So we got you on this, okay, Andrew? So the card that we're using,
sure.
Did it have a middle initial as well, or is it just Andrew Pelicani?
It's just Andrew Pelicani.
Oh, say that one time. I cut out.
It's no middle initial.
Okay, perfect. And is it the same address that we have, the 5828, for the card?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what kind of card is it?
This is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
5178-0599.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
1256-2205.
All right. And the expiration date?
227.
You said 227?
Yes.
Okay. And then the expiration date, or not expiration, the security code, sorry.
868.
All right. Now, before I make any process on here, I want to make sure we set up a security
uh-huh.
question for you. I don't care if a person calls in saying their name is John with Local Splash. You ask them, what's my security question? Don't give them no hints. And if they answer that, then you say, hey, what's the answer to it? If they don't have his answers, you hang up the phone right away, okay? There's a lot
uh-huh.
of people that try to – I've even heard it from plenty of people, so don't fall for any of that. So we have 3 random questions. We got 1, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
All right. New York?
That's the big city, yeah. More like a town where I'm thinking.
Okay, what do you got?
Oh, you need to know that.
Yes, sir. I won't be able to put it, like, I won't be able to spell it pretty much because, like, it's hidden, but, like, I'll be able to put it in here. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's Lindenhurst. Lindenhurst.
All right. You're going to have to spell it one more time because I have to put it in twice.
Okay. Lindenhurst.
Hurst. That's a whole other thing that I wrote.
T as in Thomas.
Okay.
T as in Thomas is the last.
All right. Hold up. Oh, it's not letting me do it twice. It's shortcut in here. What the heck? Okay. Lindenhurst. Okay, there we go. All right, so that, again, do not give any hints to that, okay? So you ask, what's my security question first, okay? All right, so I'm going to do this voice verification part here to add a form of protection. If for any reason my phone call drops here, I'm going to give you a call right back, okay, from this number. I had a weird feeling, so I had to say that. All right,
okay.
So any questions I ask, try to answer as smooth as possible. If you have questions for me, stop me in my tracks. I'll be more than happy to address any of them, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
All in a way.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Andrew Pelicane, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter on this agreement in the behalf of the business?
Yes.
And, of course, you are the authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there. That's why we set up that security question, okay? Don't fall for any of that stuff, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to continue here.
Okay.
All right. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I guess so. Whatever's needed.
So it's like for Friday, what it's talking about is like if the techs are giving you a call to, you know, get things up and running, you got to make sure you let them know all the stuff that you want to put up on the website. If you have extra content you want to change out, just communication, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, Andrew, correct me. All right, here we go. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, November 16th. In the non-refundable amount of $299. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 16th of every month in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and this is my third check to make sure the pricing does not change at $299. I'm going to refresh. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment here. And you're going to receive 2 things, an email, and you're going to receive this is insufficient on here, insufficient funds on this card. Do we have a different card?
Say that again?
It says insufficient funds on this one.
What? This is a new card. They just closed my account on the other one. Because I had to close it because somebody stole the damn identity.
Are you serious?
Yeah. 2 cards, man. My debit card and then my that card that I just gave you.
Yeah. Oh, my God, man.
Let's try. This is ridiculous.
You've been going through the ringer, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for laughing. I don't mean to laugh at you. I'm just like, geez. You know, throw a dog a bone over here.
Yeah. Let me grab another card here a minute.
Okay.
I don't know why that one is not working now. Oh, boy. Okay. This is a MasterCard.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready for you.
5424.
Okay.
1815. 3214. 1749.
All right. An expiration on that one?
925.
And then the security code as well?
766.
All right. So, and now
name
have
on
you
card
ever...
is different.
Oh, it's a different.
It's a different
okay.
name.
Okay, what do you got?
It's Karen with a K. A
okay.
Pelican. Karen A. Pelican.
Okay. I want to make sure here. Boom, boom, boom. This is good here. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to charge a card on this one. If you need to change that card anytime, let us know. You can always change. You can even change it on your dashboard part as well, too, though. But if you need us to go ahead and do that for you, let us know. We'll do that for you, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment at $299. And it should receive 2 things. A text message, and also a email. It's going to be an invoice. Let me know once you got that, though.
Okay. Yeah, I see something here from Capital One. They're curious if that was me.
Oh, that's probably what they probably just didn't. They probably had sufficient funds. They just didn't want to allow it, right?
I guess they're nervous after just changing the card.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you say? You got an email coming and a text?
Yes. There should be a text on – I want to pay attention to the text part because there's one last little thing I want to make sure they have to sign there.
I mean,